This meditation is inspired by Thich Nhat Hanh and is called Still Water. It's a practice that he recommends we use when we're distracted or agitated, and it should take about 10 minutes. So we start by finding a comfortable position, either sitting or lying. But I'll guide this meditation as if you're laying down, and you can adapt the instruction if you choose to sit. So begin by laying on a mat or blanket to protect yourself from the hardness of the floor, and if you wish, removing your shoes. Laying on your back with your legs outstretched and feet falling away from each other, with your arms resting a few inches away from you, with palms open. Breathing here. Aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath and deflates on the out-breath. Aware of your body as a whole as it lays here. Aware of sounds, thoughts, and distraction and agitation moving through your mind. Whatever physical sensations you can notice, and the flux and change of these. So when you're in a comfortable position, we're going to start. So start by getting in touch with your body. Regardless of what's going on in your mind, try to notice how your feet feel, and your legs, your seat, trunk. How are your shoulders, your neck and your head? What sensations can you notice? Maybe pulsation, cold, heat, whether the sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. It really doesn't matter. Aware as your body sinks into the floor on each out-breath as you let go. So now taking three deep breaths to let go of some of the distraction and agitation you're feeling. Breathing in and out. And in and out. And in and out. Letting your body sink more deeply and let go more fully with each out-breath. Sometimes we feel distracted all over the place, unable to settle or concentrate fully on anything, and may have a desire to run away from these feelings and numb out, which normally makes the situation worse. This is a good time to practice still water, so that we can reconnect with the deep stillness within ourselves and calm ourselves. The stillness of your body will help bring about the stillness of your mind. So laying on the floor, no need to hold on to anything. So fully giving in and letting the ground hold you. Being aware of the heaviness of your body and the points of contact with the ground. Paying attention to the weight of your head and letting your head be held. The weight of your shoulders. The heaviness of your whole back the upper back, middle back, and lower back. And the weight of your buttocks as they sink into the floor. Letting your legs and feet rest fully. Now becoming aware of the breath breathing you. No need to control it. Just notice how you're breathing, deep or shallow, smooth or constricted. Coming in at your nose, down through your throat and chest, and right down to your lower belly. Let your breath breathe you. Now bringing attention to the rise and fall of your tummy as the abdomen rises on the in-breath and falls back towards the spine on the out-breath. You may like to put your hand on your tummy if this movement is very subtle and to help your breath reach here. So laying here, alive and alert, breathing in oxygen to nourish your body and releasing carbon dioxide in a rhythmic cycle. Now in your own time, returning your hand to your side if you placed it on your tummy. And on the next in-breath, breathing in, I am aware that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I am aware that I am breathing out. Breathing in, I breathe more deeply. Breathing out, I release more fully. Letting your attention rest on your breathing. And when you're ready, expanding your attention to an awareness of the whole body laying here, head to toe, breathing. Now on the next in-breath, breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things as they are. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things as they are. Sometimes we become distracted or agitated. We may not know why, but that sensation can overwhelm us. When this occurs, we make bad decisions. We react automatically. Or we perceive things not as they are, but as we feel. We catastrophize and create problems for ourselves, when really what we need to do is stand still until the underlying cause for our distraction, agitation, reveals itself. At these times, we may feel trapped and think we have no choice but to run. But actually, we know that this is just a passing emotion. We have a deep stillness within us that we may have lost touch with. Therefore, practicing being calm like still water is very helpful in reconnecting us with our own capacity for stillness. When you look at the ocean, the surface is often big waves and surf and looks very restless and agitated. You have the impression that this is its nature. But if you dive 20 or 30 feet beneath the surface, that impression vanishes. You see that under the surface, the ocean is deeply still. So much so that on some days, even the surface of the ocean is like a mirror and reflects things exactly as they are. We, the human body, the human person, is just like that too. We have emotions on the top, high up in our bodies. But we have deep stillness inside ourselves too. Sometimes our lives are so busy as we run from one distraction to the other that we lose touch with our deep stillness. But as you're laying down, if you bring your attention right down to your lower abdomen and practice breathing in and out, and follow the movement of your belly as it rises on the in-breath and falls on the out-breath. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things just as they are. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things as they are. You can embody the same deep stillness of the ocean's depths, and your agitation will not be able to overwhelm you anymore. You can learn to encounter each moment with equanimity and clarity, and know you have a vast capacity for calmness in the face of any difficulty. So if you find the still water meditation helpful in reminding you of your ability to be calm and see things just as they actually are, you should include it as part of your practice. Then when you face an upsetting situation and your first reaction is to run or distract yourself, you'll be able to sit mindfully with composure and level-headedness. So this exercise is very important. Try to be compassionate with yourself and allow whatever feelings and body sensations are there just to be there. And breathe, soften as you practice this. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things as they are. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I feel calm and reflect things as they are. You don't have to retain all the words. You just need to remember still water for the inhalation and calm for the exhalation. Still water, calm. Before we finish, just a few words from John O'Donohue. He says, "It is strange to be here. The mystery never leaves you alone. Behind your image, below your words, above your thoughts, the silence of another world waits. A world lives within you. No one else can bring you news of this inner world." And so now, in the time that remains, please continue to sustain still water calm meditation on your own until you hear the sound of the bell.